Well, fair time is here. County fairs have been starting here in the last week or two at several locations around southwest Iowa. It'll be Cass County's turn here very, very soon, which means it gets to be crunch time, nervous time for a lot of folks. Liz Denny is in with us here this morning. She's the, she helps to coordinate the food stand at the Cass County Fair, among all the other things that you do there. Thanks for coming by.
Well, very glad to be here. And yes, crunch time is a very good way to describe that.
Well, when you talk about volunteers needed at a county fair, there's probably no place that volunteers are more needed than at the food stand.
Very much so. We can anticipate anywhere 450, 475 volunteers a year. This year, we've had a few conflicts in people's schedules. Groups that have previously been able to work are not necessarily able to work this year, whether it's vacation or conflicts in their jobs or things like that. So we really are kind of hurting in a few places.
Well, I know you always depend on folks that come back year after year after year, and you love those people, but always lose a few for different reasons over time, and it's always good to have a ready supply of, let's just say, young folks to maybe move in and help out.
Oh, younger folks are really good to have around. A lot of the civic organizations that come and volunteer, their memberships are getting a little older. They don't have as many new members, which is a common problem all the way across the board. And those members that have always volunteered in the past that are a little older maybe aren't able to do the same type of job, so they don't feel as comfortable coming. Sure. And we need to replace those people or add to. I don't want to ever replace anybody. If you're willing to come volunteer, I'm more than willing to have you there. I'll find some way to have something work for you.
Oh, and you've got some people that actually volunteer in multiple ways. They might be volunteering through their service club and also through their workplace.
Oh, yes, yes. We have people that come two or three times during the fair, and some people stop in and say, hey, I had a few free hours. I'd love to just stay and help, which is great. Normal shift at the food stand runs about 3 hours. We have varying shifts starting at 6:30 in the morning. They end at 10:30 at night. We really don't make you do anything too hard.
Well, and you do get direction, too. We should say that it's not just that you walk into the food stand, they toss you an apron and say, go help out. You've got regulars that are there all week long that really are the ones that kind of drive the bus. Everybody else kind of helps out, filling in where needed.
Yes, yes. You fill in the extra seats with things. I have four full-time cooks that work. Mike McDermott and myself are there full-time also. We will guide and direct you when you come in. We may say, we'd like to have you on the serving line. This is exactly what you need to do. We may ask you to serve ice cream and say, okay, you have to do a good portion, but nothing extravagant.
And you can't eat too much while you're doing it.
That's true. Although we do feed you a meal. You do receive a meal when you work. And of course, we always are going to let you have something to drink. We're not going to try and dehydrate you by any means. But this year in particular, we have three spots that we are relatively extreme for the shortness. Mm-hmm. That would be Friday evening from 7:30 to 10:30, Saturday in the middle of the afternoon from 1:30 to 4, and then Monday evening from 7:30 to 10:30. We are very short on that shift. We have had a couple groups that have stepped up. One thing to keep in mind also is you don't have to be a large group. You just, one or two people is fantastic to have come volunteer.
But it is more fun if you do it as a family or maybe as a group of friends or neighbors, something like that.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people do that kind of thing. We have two or three different, as you said, families that come in and, you know, they get to work together. It's almost like another holiday for them.
Absolutely. And there are so many different opportunities. You touched a little bit on the different types of things that you might be able to do. You know, whether you want to be out in front with people all the time in serving line or maybe bussing tables, things like that, or if you want to be back in food preparation, different types of things. There's always going to be something that you can do to help out that'll fit what you think you can handle.
Most definitely. Everything from dishes to pies to salads. Of course, you know, eating the meals are always important to come do too, but you know, if you can come work and help to serve those that have maybe served you, that's an even better benefit.
I don't know, we volunteered for many years too, and first thing you do when you get back there, find out what you're going to be doing, but then you get a little tutorial on it too, because there are health rules and regulations and things that have to be followed with regard to, you know, serving food and hair and gloves and cross-contamination, all kinds of things.
Yes, you have to be really careful with that, and a lot of times those that have volunteered previously will ask, is there a job you would like to do? Is there something you've done before that you're comfortable with? We'll try and direct you that way. If you've never been there before, we'll try and ask, you know, are you comfortable on a serving line? Are you comfortable maybe doing dishes? Maybe you'd rather not have to be with the public. Whatever it takes, we try to work with you to try and get you where you're going to be in your comfort zone.
Yeah, and whether you feel comfortable being able to stand for long periods of time or maybe you need a seat now and again, too,
yes,
we can work anything out.
There are several different things that we can do that we can get you so you can sit down or be out a little bit and relax. So.
Absolutely. Now, I know you got a list of some of the things that volunteers can help out with.
Yeah, there's always a list, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. That's a good-sized one.
Well, we have everything, serving drinks, food, ice cream, wrapping sandwiches. We always need somebody that's a grill master to grill our burgers and hot dogs. Cleaning trays, emptying trash, breaking down boxes. You'd be amazed how many boxes we have. Doing the dishes, sweeping floors. We, you know, cut and dish up the pies. You make up the salads, dish up the salads. You are maybe filling the pie coolers out front so that there's a variety out there. And basically, it's a matter of the cooks are in there, and if they need something, they may tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, could you help me with this?
Sure.
We try really hard not to have our volunteers have to be excessively involved in, like, you don't have to slice the meat. You don't have to cook the potatoes. Those kind of things, we would prefer you not have to. We may ask for your assistance to carry something, but we're not going to ask you to do the actual cooking.
Absolutely. Has it changed a little bit in how many volunteers are necessary due to some rules changes and things over time? You know, it used to be people would bring in salads, and now a lot of that stuff has to be made on site. Has that changed how many volunteers you need?
It has changed to a certain degree because we have to make all the salads in site, mm-hmm. Which it helps a lot if you've got some extra hands there that can dump and pour and mix and put it together for you. We are also taking on making cream pies within the food stand because those can't be brought in. Your two crust baked can still be brought in, and we appreciate those tremendously. But since we are making some cream pies to help offset the number that come in, and face it, we all like a cream pie piece once in a while. We do have a few extra hands that could be used for that kind of thing, too.
Sure. I guess it's fair to still call it the new food stand. It's still new enough.
About 4 years, yeah. I think. So.
But it's really changed the way the process has gone. It's a little more comfortable now than it used to be.
It's a lot more comfortable. When I worked in the original food stand down below, it was, we always kind of called it the dungeon, because it was just a small, tiny kitchen, and you were just on top of each other. This food stand has got space to work. You're not crowded on top of each other. With the doors and the windows available with screens on them, there's a lot more circulation of air, and we have some big fans that we keep moving things through. So it's not near as hot as it used to be.
Yeah, awful lot of refrigerator space available back there, too, which makes a lot easier to do what you have to do when you're working back there with so many hands in that kitchen. You'd think you'd be running into each other constantly. There's a little bit of that, but there's so much more room.
So much more room. And the coolers, if you'd worked in there in the past, you always had to go kind of across the alleyway to go get to everything. Of course, right now, they're right there in the building. You just open a door, and it's handy.
Absolutely. So if folks have some free time during the course of that weekend, you mentioned Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, the 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th of this month would be the dates there, too. If they have any opportunity to help out, I know it sounds like a lot. You're talking three, maybe 3.5 hours thereabouts. But it really goes by pretty quickly because you're visiting with people that you'd be visiting with anyway.
Exactly. And if anybody wants to call and pre-schedule to come in, which we would love to have you do, they can get a hold of myself. My number is 712-254-0561. They can also, if you just happen to find yourself with a little free time during the week and you're out at the fairgrounds, stop in, say, hey, I'd like to volunteer. Is there something I can help you do? We'll set you up with a job.
Absolutely. Well, it takes a lot of hands to get all these things done, and it's great that it takes so many volunteers. That means people are still coming out to the fair and enjoying.
Exactly. And if we don't have the volunteers to work in the food stand and to come eat at the food stand and to donate all the items that they do, then we don't have a free fair.
Absolutely. So we've got to keep things moving in a positive direction. And as we said, it takes lots of hands, lots of volunteers to do that. So if you can help out in any way, shape, or form, you can get a hold of Liz. Again, that number is 254 1-800-273-0561. Can they just call the extension office, too, if they can't remember the number?
They can call the extension office, and they'll get a hold of me and let me know.
Okay, excellent. Well, we hope everything works out well for you because we all love the food.
Oh, it's good food.
It's excellent food, you bet. Liz, thanks so much for coming by.
You bet.